Hi, I'm Estate Planning Attorney Tom Doyle, and welcome to the podcast presentation of my Tuesdays with Tom teleseminar, Who Will Inherit Your Email? For more information on the American Center for Estate Planning and the services that we provide, or other Tuesday with Tom teleseminar presentations, please visit us at www.acfep.com. Thank you, and enjoy the presentation.
I'd like to thank everyone again tonight for joining me for tonight's Tuesdays with Tom teleseminar, which we're going to discuss who will inherit your email. As in the past, future teleseminars are all the schedules available at the website where you located this one. I encourage you to look at that if you haven't already. Sign up for future teleseminars. I will also be adding some others here in the near future as we get into the next month. As indicated too, a number of the past seminars are now available as a podcast through the same website, and you could download them to your MP3 file or just listen them to with your computer if you've got that sort of capability. But let's talk about email and what happens with email when someone dies. Unfortunately, not enough people give thought to their email and what actually might be the status of their email when they pass away. If we go back in time when email was first created, most people simply used email as the designers thought you would use it, which was to communicate with people. I send a message off to somebody, they send a message back to me, and that's it. Well, many of us today actually do more than that with our email. Many of us today actually store things in our email. We're all probably familiar with the concept of emailing ourselves a file, emailing ourselves something, holding it on to our email. So we no longer are really just using this for a communication mechanism, but we're oftentimes using it to store things. And tonight what we're going to be talking about is something quite frankly broader than email. I'm going to really talk about what we think of as digital assets today, and that's going to be your email, Facebook page, MySpace pages, your online calendar such as Google, online photos such as Shutterfly, a number of you use online backup systems, a number of us have blogs. We do a lot of different things today in the internet where we've got all this digital asset out there that we manage, that we access, and we really need to give some consideration, and our clients need to give some consideration as to what's going to happen with all of that stuff at the time of death, because what actually happens with it might not be what the client has in mind, and if they want something different to happen to with it, then we need to look at what their options are. There was a case in which a young man back in 2004 unfortunately passed away in the war in Iraq, and his name was Justin Ellsworth. You might have heard about it on the news. It was a while back, so if you heard about it, you might have forgotten about it. But what was where it made the news was when Justin passed away back in November of 2004, he had a Yahoo email account that he used to regularly communicate with his friends and family back home when he was in Iraq, as do many service people today. When Justin passed away, his father wanted to have access to Justin's Yahoo email account. So he contacted Yahoo, indicated that my son had this email account, he's passed away, I don't know what the password is, I can't even guess at what the password is, and so I'm asking you, Yahoo, to turn over to me my son's email account. At that point in time, Yahoo refused to do that. They referred to their terms of service that were in place with regard to their email service, and in particularly, they pointed out that in their terms of service, which is basically the contract that Justin had with Yahoo, there was this provision. And it said that no right of survivorship and non-transferability. You agree that your Yahoo account is non-transferable, and any rights to your Yahoo ID or contents within your account terminate upon your death. Upon receipt of a copy of a death certificate, your account may be terminated and all contents therein permanently deleted. So the first thing they looked at was they said, according to our terms of service with Justin, when he passed away, his account ends. They also went further and they referred to their privacy policies, and all of these online services, doesn't matter who they are, will all have published privacy policies. In particular, Yahoo's privacy policy indicated that Yahoo does not rent, sell, share personal information about you with other people except when we have your permission or under the following circumstances.